Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Down the road a piece. Okay, it's 7 after the hour. It's Friday. Hello. It's the Good Day program. This would be the Good Day program, and in fact, it is.
What do I say?
It would be. It isn't would be. It is. Let's use the correct...
it's an absolute.
Yes, it is. Absolutely fabulous. Absolutely full of information. No holes barred, no barriers. We will jump every hurdle. We will leap every fence. We will penetrate every wall to arrive at our destination full of information. The Good Day program is known for being on top of things. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, James Collins in the main studio down in Dallas. I'm in Los Angeles, and Jay is in lovely downtown Cleveland, in a manner of speaking. So, blood donations. Let's again... talking about this, I think we talked about it earlier in the week, and I know I talked about it with Dr. Ken. One of the things you'll hear on Good Day Health this weekend with Dr. Ken is his overview of blood donations. What happens to your body when you give blood? Why is it good for your body to give blood? It's good for everybody to donate. The weather has done a number on the blood donation appointments, canceling here and there because people don't want to either go out in the bad weather or the cold weather. So all across the country, at this point, hospitals are in dire need of blood. So perhaps you can make it, you can make the effort, take it upon yourself, and maybe some other folks in your family, to do the best thing you can for yourself and others. You're protected, you're helped a whole lot. So, yeah, give the blood that is needed by so many people, so many operations. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and you never know when you may need to be a recipient of a blood donation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's very true. So help yourself to health that way. And, yeah, it, in terms of the weather, it certainly is cold, and the forecasts are for more cold the next two or three days. So there you go. There's an oxymoronic pitch before going to give blood. But don't worry. Yeah, you'll be safe, even though it's colder than you-know-what outside. There's an expression about a witch. I don't know where do you suppose those expressions come from? Right?
It's when it's cold? Colder than a witch is.
So, yeah. I don't know. What do you suppose? Why would a witch's be cold? It should be.
That's always what I wondered.
Yeah, everybody's.
Her heart is really cold because she's a witch. Her heart is cold.
Yeah, but
witches get such a bad rap.
Extremely. Yeah, right. Exactly. The whole business about the Salem witches. Those people are not witches, and many of them came to Framingham. We have a street in Framingham called Salem End Road, and Salem End Road is where a lot of the witches came after when the witch trials, and it looked like they were going to try to hang a bunch of them and burn them at the stake and whatever. They all hightailed it to Framingham, and they set up camp on what now is called Salem End Road. So we saved a lot of them in Framingham, man. It's a good thing we were there.
And before the Salem witch trials were the Hartford witch trials, which are a little bit lesser known.
Yeah, but still, same sort of thing. There's a lot of that stuff. Right? You know, we think we're in a sort of troubled time these days, and it does seem... maybe it's exacerbated by the fact that there is so much media, and much of it is wrong, and it's fear-based, so it wasn't like everybody, it wasn't instantaneous. The people in Hartford didn't really know the facts or what was going on in Salem. and wherever else there are things that were going on. That's why they didn't put the president, the election returns, the first election, it took 13 days to get to Washington, and incidentally, there were 13 colonies, and that's why the presidential inauguration wasn't until March. Used to be, you know, now it's January, but it was March, because it took that long to get everybody put together so that the actual conversion to the next administration could take place. So there. All right, the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, they are equivalent of NASA. They sent up an investigating, it's supposed to have touched down actually, I think, later today, as a matter of fact. It's successful. It's called SLIM, by the way, the Japanese equivalent of SLIM, whatever that may be. I don't know how to do that. And whenever I make up somebody's accent, people get a mad. Oh, that's politically incorrect for you to make fun of Japanese people. Like,
well, it's SLIM, the smart lander to investigate
yes.
the moon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Acronyms for everything.
Yes. So it'll make it the third country to achieve that feat in this century. Fifth country, the soft landed spacecraft on the moon since the Luna 9 mission back in 1966. So they call this thing the Moon Sniper because the Japanese are very good at technology. And there's much, you know, they have lots more technology, obviously, these days than was the case when we sent ours up. It's going to be, if you want to watch it, you'll be able to, it'll be streamed on the NASA website. And I think it's also going to be on YouTube, both in Japanese and in English. They've started to decelerate it right now. If you go to the NASA website. But this has got to be something, even though it's been done before, it still takes your breath away. You know, you look at some of this stuff and you think, how does man do all of this stuff?
Yeah.
And yet they have this, they pinpointed the landing point, the specific location for a landing. They didn't do that when we sent ours up there 50 years ago. They were lucky to find the moon. But now, you know, they've this right to the exact foot of where this thing is supposed to land. And it's going to send out a robot, do a lot of probes, very lightweight machine. It's the technology that makes it possible now for there to be a smaller lander for it to target specific sites on the moon. And it's cool. Very cool. Technology nowadays is, you know, you got the whole business. I had a very interesting conversation with a very interesting, lovely lady that I met last night on the plane. I don't usually talk to anybody on the plane, but I had a great conversation with her. She was a surgeon, and she's a person that's involved in just, she was just my kind of person that I just find stimulating talking to, to people who have lots of knowledge and lots to say and lots of thoughts and that sort of thing. And we got, because she is a surgeon, I asked her about how artificial intelligence was affecting what she's doing and how she's doing it. And it was really pretty eye-opening what she thought that, and they're using now some AI, but she, they still, when they do surgery, they still use a Sharpie. Have you ever had surgery?
Uh-huh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. You know how they mark the spot with a magic marker?
They still mark different things, yep.
Yeah, right. I just thought, huh? This is big-time surgery. How can they mark you with a Sharpie? But the Sharpie doesn't wear out on the skin. The oils in the skin, they don't wear it out or wash it away. It'll just fade out.
Right. The skin regenerates itself, right. As it does, yeah. Very, very much. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we were talking about what do we have to look forward to with AI? And she had some really optimistic things to say, and then she had some pretty sobering things to say. She's a lot closer to it than we are.
What were some of the things she said? What was sobering?
Well, the fact that the way artificial intelligence seems to be heading in the next 30 years, it will develop a personality. It'll develop the ability to really think things through as we do and be able to identify, for example, who its friends are and who its friends aren't. And with that ability, the ability to create, there apparently are things going on. I think of myself as a pretty deep reader, and I'm somebody who looks around at all kinds of things to find out what's going on. But she knew some things that I'd not heard of before in terms of what do you, how do you deal with these things that are going to have a mind of their own, like a human being. And they'll get into fights with each other. They'll try to eliminate each other. They'll have, wars with each other. And they may look upon the extreme case that has been put forth by some people who are looking at AI very intently or intensely, maybe a little of both, is that they'll look at the landscape and see how there are lots of problems in the world that are pretty much all caused by man. And so as mankind is a problem, well, let's figure out a way of getting rid of him. Apparently something has been discovered in a laboratory somewhere, and I got the drift that it was China. There's some kind of, wow, this is scary as hell. I probably shouldn't be telling these stories, but there's some kind of a DNA machine that when used, and which could be used artificial, by artificial intelligence, to rearrange people's DNA, or re-exchange the value of the DNA in food or whatever it is, and literally overnight kill a billion people. This, right? Hello? So I think that we have lost our footing as far as
a little bit
artificial intelligence stuff. We're too late. We have too much politics, and we have just too many people that are not really in charge. That's one of the reasons why I thought, even though I don't think it's on the countdown this week, the decision that's before the Supreme Court, the so-called Chevron rule, they need to do what the five or six on the Supreme Court suggested, and that's get rid of it. So we don't have so many rules, regulations being interpreted by people who don't have a clue as to what they're doing. So there's something to think about and talk about. On Friday, it's 18 after. This is Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Well, looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's now 23 after the hour, the Friday program on the Good Day program. This is the Dugger along with Jay Bird digging in. We're now prepared to dig in to some of the social media stuff. Actually, this is a trending story that people are talking about to see what happened to Marilyn Monroe's home. Marilyn Monroe. You think about Norma Jean Baker was her name originally, and she's buried in kind of an inconspicuous cemetery in Brentwood, and there is her, I think her real name is there, and Marilyn Monroe, if I'm not mistaken. But isn't it interesting, Jay, how people are so fascinated by things like, here's where Marilyn Monroe was born, and what that all means, the energy around it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll talk
here are the famous locations of certain scenes. Here's, this and that of history.
This home on a television show, that sort of thing. All right, so we'll get to the bottom line here with Marilyn Monroe and some of the things from her career and her life, like her home, right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's. Time when
Best friend. Ed Marilyn. The mention of Harry. That's the, he's still a jeweler.
Harry Winston.
Harry Winston, all the jewelry that gets worn by the ladies when they go to the Oscars or when they go to some of these award shows, right? Harry Winston.
Yeah, Harry Winston, right. Cartier. But Harry Winston's a big one.
Yeah, big name. All right, so anyway, the L.A. Cultural Center here today, is a big story in the L.A. Times, has voted to declare the property, which had been the home where she was born,
No, this is where she died. She only lived at this property for a few months. Yes, yeah.
Why did I get it? I think it was where she was born. Huh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Marilyn Monroe had only lived at the property for a few months, but that was the only home that she had purchased herself. That was where she tragically died at the age of 36 in 1962. Yeah. And the new homeowners had it set to be demolished. But the L.A. Cultural Heritage Commission voted unanimously to declare the property a historic cultural monument, which doesn't actually save the property. It only delays the whole situation for at least 180 days, while the another committee, the L.A. Planning and Use Committee, will then vote.
Mm-hmm. The people who bought the home knew, obviously, it was Marilyn's house, and they paid like $7 million for it, I think. Didn't they? And so in this circumstance, this probably means in order to save it, if they're going to save it, they've got to come up with $7 million or more bucks, whatever the people who bought it want for it to save it from the wrecking ball.
Yeah.
So, we watch, keep our eye on this thing, see what happens. That's that story. And now we're done with this portion of the program because 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in their life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take them to the local shelter, let them meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings come.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. During a visit in North Carolina Thursday, President Joe Biden took time to tout his administration's achievements towards stabilizing the post-pandemic economy.
Nearly 800,000 manufacturing jobs nationwide. Unemployment has been below 4% for the longest stretch in American history in the last 50 years.
During a speech in Raleigh Thursday, Biden acknowledged how thousands more homes have been connected to high-speed internet during his time in office. Critics of the president and Republicans have blamed his administration for runaway inflation since the pandemic due to multiple government spending measures. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. The number of cases likely to go up this year because of the presidential election. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
I remember how scared I was as a kid going to see that.
Didn't Sesame Street do something where they invited her on because kids were so terrified? Was it Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? One of those.
It may have. Yeah, I don't know. It may have been, but it was
like a lot of the other.
Just a character.
The Disney. Yeah, but I mean that's the same. You can say that about some of the horror movies that are around for adults. That was a movie that supposedly was for everybody. And it scared the living you-know-what out of a lot of kids, including yours truly. And it wasn't unlike Fantasia or some of the other things. Remember, even though these were popular when I was younger, they still are around and have stood the test of time, if you will. And people go to see Fantasia. That's a scary movie.
Fantasia is? I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But anyway, so we move into... more serious. This has sort of been a serious hour so far. James says, "Whoa, that's pretty heavy stuff." All right, so Washington D.C. The site. Why not keep it? Let's just keep it informational, but also this is serious stuff. there was an explosion, a massive gas explosion that completely leveled a building in Washington yesterday. 16 children were evacuated from a daycare center that I think was next door to it or something.
Yeah, yeah. Fortunately, they knew that there was a gas leak, and they got all of the buildings that would have been in proximity evacuated, including that daycare. How scary.
Yeah, exactly. This sort of thing. Gas is dangerous if it's not properly monitored, if things are not properly done. If properly done, it's, I think, the best. I prefer it, as far as cooking and heat is concerned, I much prefer it to electricity, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
The leadership failures at the school in Uvalde. Here's something that's not on the countdown, but yet a lot of people are talking about it this Friday, the 19th of January, dissecting all the information that came from the investigation of that deadly school shooting, remember?
Yes.
The whole thing in Uvalde, Texas, elementary school. 17 that were killed? Oh, at least 17. And the police are completely culpable for this because they failed at every turn, they failed at every corner. And I don't say this gleefully, but I do say it for the benefit, hopefully, of the people who say police can do no wrong just because somebody's in a uniform. These people mess this up to a fare-thee-well. Mm-hmm. And all of the people, the 19 students and the two teachers that were killed in that attack, the issue was found to be a failure, complete failure, by law enforcement to treat the scene as an active shooter situation because the police who were there were afraid. And so what do you, if you got a uniform on and you got a gun, that's what the training is about. The commanding officer himself shifted the response and focused. They thought this guy was barricaded, or that's what they were prepared for. And he wasn't barricaded. He was running around the school shooting people.
Yeah. 17 others were injured but survived. I mean, this was horrendous. This was an 18-year-old former student of this elementary school. An 18-year-old goes into an elementary school.
With a gun. And he's in there for an hour.
Absolutely.
They had information in the first 4 minutes after the 911 call came in, and the officers didn't do anything. They literally sat on their hands and did
nothing. The whole ordeal went on for over an hour. That is unacceptable. Yep. Any of this is any is unacceptable. The fact that it went on for over an hour.
Yep. Yeah. Well, let's listen. it's just another one of those things. In Panama, the canal is suffering. You know how there are a couple of places, the Suez Canal, the Panama Canal, that were dredged out by the Perini Corporation. The Suez Canal was built to cut the time by a week of ships going around the Horn of Africa and getting up to Europe. And so that's been that whole area, shipping area. This is one of the things that as America is more and more challenged. You see us, we've controlled the seas since World War II. Since the end of World War II, the United States has pretty much controlled all the waterways everywhere in the world. And now that's been somewhat challenged, not a lot, by China. But the situation that exists now because of the war in the Middle East, there's been a lot of pot shots being taken at the people that are the ships that are going through the Red Sea. And that's pretty dangerous. We have been attacked, and you know, we're kind of there, but yet our presence, just the fact that we're there with our ships ought to be enough to... But these people are fearless, like the Somali. Remember that movie that Tom Hanks was in about the Somali pirates?
Yes, I can't recall what it's called, but yes.
Captain something or other. And saw how easily these pirates just took over the ship, and that's going on all over the place, apparently still, and maybe even more so than it was before. Because
Captain Phillips.
Captain Phillips, right, exactly. So, anyway, the reason I brought it up is because there's a problem in Panama because there's a drought going on down there. And because they haven't got enough water, apparently, to raise the, you know, they have draft. They go from one step to another as they go through these, the Suez Canal. I'm not sure it does as much of this because it's wider and bigger, but the Panama Canal is pretty small. So they have to have gates, and they put the ships into one thing, and they fill it with water, and then they move it to the next thing, and But it saves, again, the Panama Canal saves from having to go all the way down to the bottom of South America and come back up again. It's a 50-mile canal across, I love this word, the isthmus. You know how to pronounce that? The isthmus of Panama. It's the busiest trade route in the world. The Suez and Panama are about the same. 5% of global maritime traffic goes through this canal. 40% of all the container traffic that comes to America, $270 billion in cargo every year. How many, you know, we take this stuff for granted. We don't. We know kind of, we learned about the Panama Canal in school, right? We hope the kids are going through school now learning.
There was a song that went with it to help teach it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it's the main trade route between the east coast of our country and Asia. And there are, you have to have 50 million gallons of fresh water for every one of the ships that goes through the lock system. 50 million gallons. And because there's a drought there, they're running out of water. So, you know, think about it. These are unforeseen consequences, in essence, of something that, okay, who's going to predict that the Panama Canal is going to be ineffective or unusable for a while because of a drought? And so, anyway, this is something because of what's going on in the Suez area and Egypt in the Middle East. There's been a drop in traffic because some of the companies are afraid to send their ships through there for pretty obvious reasons. So what's this going to do to the cost of goods that are coming from various places around the world and getting here or going to Europe or going wherever they are? That's something, you know, that is not a factor that most people think about, but yet it is a factor. So it'll be interesting to see where all of that, where it heads, in essence. Do you know what's going on? I don't follow the National Football League. I don't know whether, because the Dallas is out, right? There's no more Dallas.
Nope. James Dallas is done.
They lost.
The Browns are done.
They lost really hard.
Yeah. Okay. So, who is in the, this is a big football weekend. Expected to have millions of people watching these games. Now, there are a couple of different games. When is it? So the Super Bowl is the second Sunday, I think, in February, right? So this stuff has to be all done by the end of January.
I believe so. Yeah, I think it's the divisional rounds that are coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right. So who's favored? I only talk about it because I think people are kind of, are they? Okay. All right. Reba McEntire.
Yeah, I think there's a few. There's a few.
Yeah, all right. Reba is going to perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl. So who's going to do the halftime show?
Usher.
Usher. And what's Usher's claim to fame?
Musician.
I understand that.
Just kidding.
I got that. Thanks very much. That much I know.
Has he been around since the late 90s? Late 90s or early aughts, maybe mid-90s. He's been around for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's okay. It won't get me to watch the Super Bowl, but then I guess an anomaly. So many people watch Super Bowl that never watch football. They just watch it because it's sort of the thing to do that Sunday.
Right? Yes, and everybody will be talking about it the next day. It's a good opportunity to get together, eat some food. The commercials are always funny or fun.
Yeah, right. Well, that's where the most attention is. I think that's the most fun. And it always leading up to starting next week, I think there'll be some leaked commercials, and then there's the Super Bowl of commercials. And the last couple of years, what's her face from NCIS LA, Daniela, I never can pronounce her last name, and Boomer Esiason have done a show about the commercials that have either come up or are going to be on that game. But, you know, don't you wonder sometimes, think about that show, Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J and the others who were in that show. Where do they go? What are they doing now? That show was canceled last year. Have we seen them pop up on any, because of all the strikes and stuff, they probably haven't had a chance to resurface on a new show. But don't you, I kind of wonder about that, because I liked the show and I liked the relationship that Chris O'Donnell had with LL Cool J, both apparently on the show and off the show. They became great friends. And I don't know, there's something like, it's like the Blue Blood thing. That's supposed to be all done next year. And yet we want to. Chuck and I were, I think, stopping the clock yesterday trying to figure out, okay, what can we do for a spinoff? Because all the rest of the family, I think Tom Selleck is 80 and he doesn't want to do it anymore. And I think there's a challenge at 80, you know, can he still look like he's the boss? I think he looks great, frankly, for his age. And so I think he could pull it off. I think he just doesn't, you know, after how many seasons? I think it's been on for 14 or 15 seasons. By the way, speaking of that sort of thing, Oppenheimer is leading all the film nominees for the British Academy Awards called the BAFTA.
The BAFTA.
And those, that's usually an indicator also as to where will the Academy go in America. I think Oppenheimer is, and to kind of go back to what we were talking about the last half hour, which was a very heavy hour, and I admit to that, talking about AI and where it goes and things that have unintended consequences, like the discovery of both the nuclear fission, the nuclear bombs, and the atomic bombs that came about as a result of the situation we find ourselves in, trying to curtail the war, the Second World War. So, okay, you look at that and think, oh, my God, look what happened as a result of that kind of technology. And then we think fast forward to artificial intelligence and what that may hold in store for us. At least at that point in time, that project was contained, if that's the best word for it. But, you know, in the wrong hands, as we see right now with the Iranians
with
and all these other countries that want to have the stuff. You know, what is that kind of risks does that present for the rest of humanity? All right. So I guess I better have some cereal so that I'm not so serious as we move forward here. It's 48 after the hour on the Good Day program this Friday.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Your super shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
stuff. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Three after the hour now, Friday's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's Food, Farm, and Family Time as we celebrate National Popcorn Day. Do you know, Jay, that the corn that we eat and the corn we pop are two different varieties
mm-hmm.
of corn? The
yeah.
Natives used to call it maize. In fact, the corn that you'd find in your dinner, if you're in the summertime or places some people like to buy corn, and you can get, you know, moderately fresh corn in Florida this time of year, you can't pop that stuff. You can't pop it at all. The stuff that I feed my cows, you can't pop either. It's a different kind of corn.
There's only one variety that can pop.
Right, exactly. Small ears. The kernels burst when exposed to dry heat. And apparently this goes back a number of years, obviously. You think about the kind of corn is called Zea, right? Z-E-A, I think that's what it's called. And this was was discovered relatively recently, back in the 1940s, in a bat cave. No, that's too easy.
Bat cave.
But they found these old ears of corn where they did do the DNA testing on it, 4,000
years old. Yeah, they're like 4,000 years old. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And some that they found using carbon dating at 5,600 years old. These kernels, the corn cobs themselves, Aztecs used to pop corn. Aztecs down in Central America and the natives here, Native Americans, did the same thing. I always wonder, I say this all the time, you know, who saw that weed on the ground, picked it up, dried it, and decided they want to smoke it? Well, the same thing is true of corn. You know, how did somebody figure out? They must have put it close to a fire and found that it mm-hmm. went kaboom, right?
Well, and once upon a time, before there was all of the scientific research for things, the trial and error was just to do it, just to eat it, just to drink it, just to, you know.
Right.
So.
Yep. Exactly. All right, another Food Farm
Family.
Deadly
game.
Items at foodfarmfamily.com. A man from the Midwest is pretty happy. He had a glorious week. This guy ate nothing but Costco hot dogs for a week and lived to tell the story. This is somebody from your neck of the woods in Cleveland, right? This is something that was set up.
A content creator. That's what they call the new influencers.
Yes, right, on Instagram and some of the other things. So this guy ate Costco's. This is, everybody goes to Costco and buys a hot dog, right? For, I don't, but a buck and a half.
The $1.50 that I think they have said that they will never raise the price on the $1.50 hot dog combo.
I think that's, yep, that's true. All right, so anyway, this guy decided that he was going to do this. He had all kinds of different hot dogs topped with ketchup and mustard and relish. And through this week, there has been video documentation of all of these days. This guy going to the local Costco three times a day to eat. I could see where some people eat the same thing every meal all of their life.
Every single meal, every single day for a week. So there were 21 meals that he went to Costco. And at a certain point, I feel like you would get tired of it, but when it comes to just the hot dog itself, isn't your body at just like, stop?
Risk, yeah.
Up the water, give me more and more water. Like, it just, there's so much sodium.
Right. All right, here's the story from Burt's Bees and the combination that they've come together with the Hidden Valley Ranch. They're going to launch a lip balm that will taste like buffalo chicken wings. Good God. Why?
Somehow this story is way grosser than the $1.50 Costco hot dog story every day for a week.
Right?
I get there are some flavored things and flavored lip balms, all of this stuff, but hot chicken?
Yeah. No.
Valley Ranch?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Listen, Burt's Bees, do you ever use Burt's Bees on your lips?
I used to. I don't use it anymore.
It's good. Burt's Bees does a number of things that are really kind of cool. But this sort of thing has never been done before, and one wonders who's the person who's sitting in an office that had nothing better to do. Hey, let's see if we can put some Hidden Valley Ranch flavor into one of our lip balms and see if people like it.
What was the one maker way back in the day? And I think that the company doesn't exist anymore. Bonnie Bell. They had all kinds of different flavors. You know, the fruity flavors, but then also Dr. Pepper was one of the big ones. I remember using the Dr. Pepper Bonnie Bell a lot because it tasted good, but it gave a really great... Do I use lip balm?
Yeah.
I use coconut oil.
Yeah, that's good. Safe for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cold sore or something, put coconut oil on it. All right, there we have it, the Food Farm Family Report from Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.